For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Voters here in Shelby County can rest easy. We got our election night results, like them or not. And joining us today to interpret what they might mean is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be with you.
Otis, we predicted that Tennessee as a whole would elect Bill Hagerty for U.S. Senate, and it did. But nobody saw that Democrats would choose Marquita Bradshaw back in the primaries, who is an environmental activist, over a well-funded moderate liberal. And I wonder if, looking forward, we're going to be seeing our two major urban areas picking candidates that really won't have a chance with voters elsewhere.
It could very well be that. I think, for the most part, though, in the August election, James Mackler did not do a good enough job cultivating votes here in Shelby County. And when voters went to the polls and the turnout wasn't all that great, a lot of Democrats were voting for women. And that helped Marquita Bradshaw. For here in Shelby County, I think it was a gender vote more than anything else, along with the fact that Mackler did a poor job of campaigning here.
Well, Bradshaw did not concede the election, and she's saying she wants to make sure all the votes are counted. Was this an unusual end to a U.S. Senate campaign?
It was very unusual. And I have to say, Chris, I think it was disappointing. It's clear that she has lost this race. Yes, she got 1 million votes, and that's extraordinary for somebody who was relatively unknown. She ought to be happy about that and try to build on that. But Hagerty got 1.8 million votes. And nobody thought that she was going to win. She lost by 27 points. So the thing for her to have done is to be a gracious loser, congratulate Bill Hagerty, and talk about the issues that she's going to continue to push and stay a relevant political influence. But what she did made her irrelevant because now she's seen as a sore loser.
Well, let's look at some of these local elections. A lot of eyes were on this District 90 race here. Longtime politician John DeBerry got beat by a 29-year-old who also, by the way, will be one of the first two openly LGBT legislators in Tennessee. Tory Harris won with 77% of the vote. Was that a surprise to you?
It was a surprise that he won by that much. This just shows the strength of the Democratic Party here in Shelby County, and especially in Memphis and in that district in Memphis. More than just a few people had grown dissatisfied with John DeBerry's voting record, and they were able to get that message out that he was voting too much with Republicans. They got that message out in that district, and party ruled over name recognition there.
Otis, there were a lot of representatives running unopposed this year in Shelby County. People seem very happy with the Memphis block, people like Barbara Cooper, Karen Camper, and London Lamar. One open race did not land another Democrat, however. In District 97, Republican John Gillespie beat Gabby Salinas 51-49%. It was a close one. But what's the takeaway there?
Well, the takeaway there is that is still a Republican district. It has been much more solidly Republican than even it is now. So for Democrats, they can try to hope to flip that district in the years to come because it's going to continue to evolve. That's a district that's out, I think, near the Bartlett area, and it covers a lot of other ground in the suburbs that are changing. As we talked about before, Chris, the suburbs are changing here. But it's still a Republican district, and as wonderful as the Democrats painted Gabby Salinas, and she's a quality candidate, the Republicans really tried to tarnish her, used a lot of very offensive mailings against her. Some of it, I think, was racist, but, you know, it did the job out there in that district to keep it in Republican hands.
Well, finally, Otis, we always take a look at the Shelby County Election Commission. They were faced with the same challenges that we saw all across the country. Absentee ballots could not be counted until Election Day. And then there were unprecedented safety concerns at the polls. When it comes to the election here, how do you think this went compared to maybe past elections?
I think it was 100% better this year. I don't know of any real serious complaints that anybody had against the election commission this year. And that includes the August primary. There may have been a few little squabbles there. But for this general election, with the number of votes, about 65% turnout in a COVID pandemic, I think that they did a splendid job. Plus, getting the FedEx Forum as the place to count the absentee votes, that was wonderful. That went smoothly. I just don't think that anybody has anything to criticize the Election Commission for this year. They did a great job.
Political analyst Oda Sanford joins us each week to talk about Tennessee politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.